Friday, Tyson Foods released the results of its facility-wide COVID-19 testing in Northwest Arkansas. And on Saturday, activists held another protest demanding the closure of the region's poultry plants. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek has more about both.
So we have wipes, we have masks, if you need any masks. And please be respectful of social distancing. It's very important.
That's Magali Licoli instructing a group of protesters this past Saturday as they were getting ready to march through downtown Springdale, which is home to Tyson Foods headquarters.
Workers' rights! Now!
Licoli is the director and lead organizer at Venceremos, a social justice group focused on the rights of poultry workers.
We want to demand that the governor, Asa Hutchinson, order the shutdown of the poultry plants, which obviously are causing the increase of numbers of COVID-19 in our community. Right now, this is a public concern, as we've been saying since March.
The group marched down Emma Avenue to the Tyson Technology Center, carrying two massive papier-mâché puppets. One was made to look like Governor Asa Hutchinson. The other was meant to represent all the poultry workers in the region. Licoli says those workers have been deemed essential, but they are also being treated as expendable.
So in order to contain the virus in our communities, we need to shut down the poultry plants, to deep sanitizing, and also to put workers in paid quarantine to make sure that workers are not risking their health and life anymore.
Tyson is not the only company with poultry plants in Northwest Arkansas. There's also George's, Cargill, Simmons Foods, and Butterball. But so far, it's the only company that has tested the entirety of its workforce in the region. Results released Friday showed that of its 3,748 employees across 10 facilities, 481, or 13%, tested positive. Of those, nearly 95% were asymptomatic. That's in addition to 212 positive cases identified by the Department of Health or other healthcare providers. Licoli says she's not surprised by those findings and believes those numbers will keep climbing without an intervention from the governor.
I think that he really needs to stand out for the people that he represents. He needs to act accordingly to protect the citizens that he represents. It's the moment for him to stop protecting corporations. This is a pandemic. This is a human crisis, and right now he needs to stand for what is right.
During his coronavirus response briefing last Thursday, Governor Hutchinson was asked about shutting down the plants as more workers become infected, despite protective measures like temperature checks, PPE, and workstation dividers.
No, I don't think that's the solution, to shut down a plant because they have a positive case. They are critical. They're essential industries. They're part of our food supply. Nobody wants to go into a store and not have protein. So that's important. The health of the workers is very important, and that's what they're investing in.
Hutchinson said that aside from being at the poultry plants, each worker also goes home and out into the community.
They go home and then they go to a store. They might go somewhere else. They might go to a church gathering. And so they might then come back in and be asymptomatic and they go to work. And so it's not just what happens in the poultry facility, it's what happens in the workers' lives.
In a recorded statement accompanying the results of Tyson's company-wide testing, Senior Vice President of Human Resources, Hector Gonzalez, said they are educating their team members on the risk factors of COVID-19 and the preventative measures they can take to ensure their safety both at work and at home.
We believe that the education and the testing that we are conducting will help us as well as our plant communities, such as here in Northwest Arkansas, learn more about this virus and the measures that can be taken to avoid the spread of this virus.
A report from the Arkansas Department of Health released Friday shows there have been 921 cases of coronavirus across poultry plants in Benton, Washington, and Madison counties. 329 of them are currently active, with Tyson's Berry Street plant reporting 141 of those active cases. The majority of the employees who have tested positive have been Hispanic or Latino. The Marshallese community is also experiencing a surge in positive cases, many of which have resulted in death. Marshallese people account for about 3% of Northwest Arkansas's 520,000 residents, but they've accounted for more than half the region's deaths, according to coroner's office records from Benton and Washington counties. Dr. Jose Romero, the chief medical officer at the Department of Health, says that's why the state invited the CDC to Arkansas when the agency offered its resources to help identify the modes of transmission that might be contributing to the surge in coronavirus cases in both minority communities.
We think that one of the reasons why this is happening is because they're essential workers. We have not yet made a link between the poultry plants and the individuals becoming infected. But we know that many of them are employed in the poultry industry or the food processing industry. So there certainly could be a link.
But Romero says there could be other links too.
These groups, both the Latinos and Marshallese, are very tight-knit communities, tight-knit families. And so there could be significant intra-family spread.
Romero says the virus may also be spreading as workers are carpooling to work.
You know, could it be during a break room? We're not sure. I mean, all those things will need to be looked at, and we'll try to sort it out. But I think it's important to understand that we still have not established that link directly yet.
Mireya Wraith, the founding director of Arkansas United, an organization that advocates for the state's immigrant communities, met with CDC scientists last week and says it would be unfair to limit the scope of the investigation to cultural and community factors.
And the reality is exposures from everything that we have seen thus far are tied to our immigrants being essential workers, right? And the pressure to keep the economy open.
Wraith also believes employers could still be doing more to protect their workers. And she would like to see those employers and the governor make this commitment.
We need to know that employers and even the governor would be willing to consider closing plans if the data prove that would be a way to curb what is going on.
And Magali Licoli of Venceremos says the rest of Northwest Arkansas should be paying attention too.
Anything that happens in these facilities will come back to those communities. And even if they don't want to see it right now as a problem, eventually if they don't act right now, they're going to see it as their problem too, because they cannot avoid that we are all connected and this is going to affect them eventually.
Although she hasn't been invited yet, Licoli says she's hoping the CDC's scientists will meet with her organization while they're in the region for at least another week. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
And this weekend, we also learned that China's Customs Authority is suspending imports of poultry products from Tyson's Berry Street plant in Springdale. Tyson spokesman Gary Mickelson told Reuters the company was looking into the issue and that Tyson works closely with U.S. authorities to ensure its food is produced in full compliance with government safety requirements. He also notes that the World Health Organization, the CDC, USDA, and U.S. Food and Drug Administration agree there is no evidence to support transmission of COVID-19 associated with food. Reuters reports that China suspended the importation of pork products from a German pork processor that has also seen a coronavirus outbreak among hundreds of its workers. The country started stepping up its oversight of imported foods after a new cluster of COVID-19 cases was linked to a wholesale food market in Beijing over a week ago.